Santa Claus is a Martian. His spaceship crashed at Roswell. He's in bed with the boys at the Pentagon. And he really does see you when you're sleeping.
Our next guests on Downtown have been making music for more than four decades now. They're Fishheads, still the most requested song in the history of Dr. Demento's show. They have got a brand new album entitled Holidays in Lumania. We are thrilled to be joined by Art and Artie Barnes, and I say to both of you, Vubaha.
Vubaha, Rich. How are ya?
We are great here. So excited to have new music from you guys and doing interviews again. By my count, 23 years since you guys have done interviews. Were you out in the cornfield?
No, I think we got busy raising kids and getting married and doing all that kind of thing. And kind of we didn't do a lot of barnsing for like a 20-year period. Now we're back at it.
It's kind of like, you know, Laverne and Shirley. We just couldn't stay separated too long. You know, we were listening to holiday music and realizing it's the same old stuff every year, and it seems to come round so quickly. So we thought, well, we ought to throw in a new batch. So we cooked up a 15 songs, new holiday songs that cover quite a few of the holidays, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and Christmas and angels and demons. And
we covered all the bases, every major, religion, et cetera. So, it's a diverse collection of 15 tracks here, and we had a blast, and we're loving it. So we're proud to talk about it.
Now, Artie, I understand that of the pair, perhaps you're the one that leans more toward the darker side?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a rumor lately, but yeah, I accept that. It's funny, I was going to tell you the story. You know, Art Barnes, I work with the most talented songwriter on the face of the earth, Art Barnes, for 50-whatever years, maybe more. And I said to Art months ago, I said, we need a new Christmas song. So we've done a couple, but we've never done an album. So the next day, Art calls, he tells me, okay, I wrote and recorded a Christmas song, come over and sing it. And to make a long story short, 10 days later, he says, okay, I got 10 or 12 songs. It's an album now. Just come do your part. I said, hold on, dude. Art, I love you, but hold on. So I said, I got to be represented here with my sound, like you say. I'm a bit quirky, and you know, I wear that, and I like that. And I came up with several crazy kind of ideas to go with Art's more cutesy things. You know, Art came up with a song, I'm looking at the album here, I Am a Flying Reindeer, which is one of my favorites on the album that Art put together mostly. And I said, well, okay, we'll do I Am a Flying Reindeer, but it's got to start out with the line, don't peep me on my Christmas tree, that is so important to me. And so you can see how this relationship works. It just kind of grows.
Yes, you can see it's a sick relationship, and he is indeed the dark mind.
So, Art, is it safe to say that perhaps Artie was more of an influence on the what I think will become a holiday classic, The Angel of Death is Near?
Yeah, that's all him. I just played I played the organ on it, but that's a complete Artie Barnes composition.
You can almost tell who writes more of what just by the titles alone. And if I may quote you a couple of lines from that song, my holiday season's joy is through. Daddy bought some beer. Drink it up, my buttercup. The angel of death is near.
So that's he's always talking about death hovering over his shoulder blades.
Well, does it get more Christmassy than the angel of death is near? I don't think so.
After about 40 years of listening to Barnes and Barnes, I now know which Barnes I identify with. Because The Angel of Death is Near is my favorite song on this new album.
Well, it's good that you identify with Artie. It's real good.
That's good. Yeah, but you got to be careful of that. You never know. I mean, don't step in this puzzle.
You've covered all of the holidays, but we were talking about some of the artwork on here. Carrie, our producer and co-host, wants to have Krampus as his Christmas card. Who's responsible though for this phenomenal art?
Let's give all that credit to John Caffiero, who runs this great boutique label that we have just signed with.
Demented Punk Records.
Demented Punk Records. at DementedPunk.com. And John is, he does it all. He's a groovy guy. He manages the Misfits. He runs record labels. He's also in a band called Osaka Popstar that's had a lot of fame and fortune, I believe, in the last bunch of years. So John put this the packaging together with our approval.
As you know, that Krampus in Europe is kind of a multi-century-old holiday, kind of the yang to St. Nicholas's yin. And I had found a really old, multi-century-old drawing, or painting, excuse me, that featured Krampus. And I had suggested we use that for an album cover, and then Demented Punk Records created from scratch something that incorporated that. And it really is a really cool design that they put together for this holiday.
Yeah.
We're talking
colored,
with...
it's got kind of on colored vinyl, and it's got, you know, a CD is out also of Holidays in Romania.
Yeah, we're talking with
you
Barnes
and
Barnes.
Or your compact disc.
Yeah, and you can get, among other things, not only that, but some of the early albums have been reissued as well through Demented Punk, including Vubaha, and I have to get one of these. This is the Christmas gift I want. Not available for 40 years, the Fishheads t-shirt.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It looks, I got to say, it looks maybe even sharper and better than it did when it was initially released in 1990, or I mean 80.
No, 79.
It's a great design,
years.
And
oh,
perfect
and,
little stocking
you know, you couldn't
stuffer
get it
for what to wear to all of
years.
Your holiday soirees.
And it also comes in a really cool black, pinky type of color now, too, and it's, we're really excited about it, and that's all through Demented Punk Records.
Now, Art,
I'm not that excited.
Art, are there any Lumanian holiday traditions that the civilians like us might not be aware of?
Well, you know, it is the season for spuzzle bobbing.
Oh yes,
I was going to say the drinking of the spuzzle. Yeah, you don't drink too much of it.
Well, no, you have
so
to be careful there.
Slippery, so.
You know, and sadly, it is also to renew the season. You know, there will be a sacrifice of a great newt.
Well, that has to be a part of it.
Yeah,
they're not,
you know, it's just the way things go. You've got to roll with the punches before they roll over you.
You mentioned your families, and so I have to assume that you were still Spazchow, born to suffer at the hands of women and to make music.
Boy, you called that one right.
Yeah, you know,
you
what?
Got
we
that
don't
one
suffer
right.
quite as much as we did in 1980. But yeah, that's what Spazchow was about. Yeah, that was a hard period that year. But you know, I always liked that Spazchow album. That was our second album.
And it is a life of eternal Spazchow.
That's kind of true.
We had Dr. Demento on our show not too long ago. What did he mean to your careers?
You know, people ask this that, and I love to answer. To me, I'm speaking for Artie Bynes, the man is a god. And, you know, I don't really think I've been around a long time. I've never met a smarter person than Dr. Demento and a kinder person in the music business or in life than he is. I can't say enough about him. He overnight, you know, gave me a career, and I'll drag Art with me on that. I mean, he gave Barnes & Barnes a career. And when Fishheads broke, kind of overnight in 1978, that changed my direction. You know, Art and I, at the time, we were in different bands, writing alone and together, trying to write pop music, in which we always, you know, we still are, and Art definitely is. He's been writing pop music for 50-something years. But when Barnes & Barnes broke, it's like, oh my gosh, it was all novelty music pretty much all the time from then on, and it was just all fun. I mean,
let
you know
me
what?
Just add to this. Once you've seen Dr. Demento naked on your kitchen floor, crawling around and howling like a wolf, it's an image. It's going to be hard to get out of the tattoo.
We've seen that.
Your
yeah.
brain.
Back in the days of the hot tub.
Well, as referenced on one of your songs, I would dance in my underwear for you.
Well,
oh, please don't.
Time, Rich. We're looking forward to that.
Please don't. Dance in someone else's underwear, and it'll be acceptable.
No, you know, we're too old for that nonsense now.
Now, is the story true that you guys sent songs to Dr. Demento and never expected to hear from him, and he got back to you, but had to make some suggestions?
Yeah, what happened was we had been recording these kind of live, spontaneous jams just for ourselves for quite a few years. Every 6 months or so, we'd get together at my house or at Artie's house, and we would just kind of record some silly songs and write them spontaneously. And we'd collected several of them, and Artie was a huge fan of the Dr. Demento radio program, and he said, well, let's roll the dice and send a few songs off. Dr. Demento's assistant will probably just throw them in the trash and he'll never know about it, but let's see what happens. And so we sent him a couple of songs, and right away he responded to us with a letter saying, oh, these are great and I really like them, but I can't play them because they're a little too blue, so to speak.
So and one was about vomit.
Yeah, go ahead, take it, Artie.
Mm-hmm. Let me take the story from there.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So that we did three or four songs specifically for Dr. Demento because friends that we would play these songs for would say, yeah, these are funny, send them to Dr. Demento. I was a huge fan, like Art said. So that tape sat by my door for 3 or 4 weeks before I mailed it because literally I thought, oh, his secretary will throw in the trash. Okay, well, a week goes by, I get a handwritten letter to Art and I from Dr. Demento telling us, you know, I love this stuff, but, you know, for the reasons Art said, can't play it for these reasons. But then he issued the challenge that changed our life. He said, I can't play this, I can't play that, but what else do you got? So we had been working up a couple different versions of Fishhead in the mid to late 70s. Never really serious about it. It was just kind of a joke, but we kind of had the chorus, and we sang it, and we have a couple old versions of it that have since been released, actually. I put them out a few years ago. So we thought, okay, let's really work up Fishhead. By now, we had a nice, a newer tape recorder and kind of a professional, you know, thing going on.
So we had a big fight while we were recording Fishhead.
Right? But we knew right away Fishhead came out really good.
So anyway, we fought over the, shall we say, the chipmunk chorus vocals. That was my idea. But you have to give credit to Artie because the chorus was his. And we had gone out to a Chinese restaurant and had ordered some fish with the meal, and the fish came curled up on the plate with its head, you know, intact, kind of staring at you, daring it to eat it. And that's where the song sprang from. Anyway, we finished up the version that everybody knows, and we sent it off to Dr. Demento. And the rest, man, is showbiz history. It was just a rocket ship to the stars.
Yeah, and it started with Barry's show, and then it also broke kind of a big L.A. radio station around the same time. So things were happening kind of fast. And I was working at a drugstore sweeping the floor and a cashier in my early 20s, and it's like I was able to quit that job.
Billy Paxton, the late great Billy Paxton, a close friend of ours, he really wanted to make a Fishhead's film. So, you know, because we played all the instruments on all of our albums ourselves, we never really wanted to put a band together. So instead of putting a band to go play gigs together, what we did was we put a band of filmmakers together. And so we made several films, you know, 16-millimeter little artsy little films, and Bill Paxton was pretty much the director of the Fishheads film, and he went and took that to Saturday Night Live in New York. He was fearless. He was absolutely fearless, and he just brought it like it was Little Rascals or something. Here's our movie, man. You got to play it. And the next thing you know, they played it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, this was mid-1980, and Fishheads was already, you know, getting all this airplane happening, and it was great, and Paxton says, hey, I want to try that. Let me direct that film. And the funny thing is, and this would never happen 40 years later, is our whole goal was, okay, we're going to finish this, you know, on a shoestring budget and get it to Saturday Night Live. And Paxton did that.
Yeah, and he was great.
And then The
Simpsons
was on
sang,
the other next
you know,
week. I mean, it was
Homer
one of
Simpson
weird
sang it. It became a submarine sandwich commercial. And Fishheads has been very good to us. Continues to resonate.
We've had a blast.
We're talking with Barnes & Barnes. The new album, Holidays in Lumania, available in stores. You can go online, dementedpunk.com, get it on CD, get it on vinyl, and you can also get a limited edition 5x7 greeting card signed by Artie and Artie. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
Grab It Fast is only about 20,000 of those.
Well, it is indeed a real good album, and I'm just wondering which of the songs on Holidays in Lumania will be the one that ends up for years and years being played in a set on radio stations right between White Christmas and Let It Snow.
Yeah, well, you have the power to help determine that, don't you?
We do indeed, yes.
So what do you think? Santa's Gone on Strike is maybe the first single.
Oh, I love that.
That's up to you guys.
Well, if it were me, I don't know if it would catch on, but if it were me, I would go with Horny at the Holidays.
Yeah,
it's got that kind of hip-hop groove behind it. It's not too blue for today's lyrical reality.
Well, we love the album so much. And by the way, Art, if you see your friend Bill Mumy, tell him I really enjoyed the music he did on his album Lockford.
Oh, thank you. Sure. Thank you.
You know, I've heard for years that, you know, Art Barnes is that former child actor Bill Mumy, or is it Mumy? I don't know, but he's never been straight with me about it. But Art, was that you? Were you that little boy on Lost in Space?
Inside the robot.
Was there a
How
man
dare
in that
you
robot?
Mind your manners or you'll lose your friends.
He won't answer me. Never tells me. I don't know what to believe.
We don't want to know. We like living in our own little world here in, an adjunct state of Lumania.
And what a world it is.
Indeed.
Oh, what a world we've created.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for 40-plus years of wonderful music and laughter. And I would say that you warped my childhood, but we're about the same age here, so I can't pin that on you. But thanks so much. We love the new album, Holidays in Lumania, and thank you so much for visiting with us.
And thank you for your time.
Thanks for the support. Glad you're digging it. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Yeah.
Barnes and Barnes, Art and Artie joining us here on Downtown.